New York City's Times Square. There are lots of lights, flashing signs, tourists, and people wearing costumes. Spider-Man, Batman, Elmo. Those characters have come under fire recently after multiple reports of harassment. NPR's Sam Sanders has the story.
Caped crusaders and cartoon characters have been in Times Square for years, posing with tourists for pictures and tips. But recently, there's been some bad behavior.
The Woody who was out there berating slurs, the Spider-Man who was out there throwing blows, then I had another Elmo who grabbed the woman's body. Those type of behaviors is just rude.
That's New York City Councilman Andy Kane. He failed to mention the dueling Statues of Liberty who got into a fistfight. These outbursts have city council members considering regulations, and the New York Police Department just put up signs saying tips are optional. Yesterday, Mickey and Minnie Mouse and Buzz Lightyear and several others pushed back.
Si se puede! Si se puede!
The characters held a press conference in Times Square. They even gave themselves a name.
New York City Artists United for a Smile.
That's Lucia Gomez. She's the executive director of La Fuente, a labor nonprofit working with the characters.
They want to make sure that the image of who they are is what they project versus what people want to project them and portray them as.
Gomez translated for several costume performers. They admitted that there are some bad apples, but they said they're working on their own code of conduct to prevent future dust-ups. They also allege the NYPD is patrolling them too heavily.
They basically stand on top of me. They go to the people and go, "You don't have to pay them. They're nothing."
Virgilia Reyes says NYPD regularly harasses her. She dresses as a minion, one of those yellow characters from the Despicable Me movies.
They broke my costume once. My minion is ripped from the waist to the knee. It's ripped.
Reyes also says those signs that NYPD put up saying tipping is optional, they've hurt.
Well, I used to make a good $60 a day. Now I went down to 30, 20. It's not enough to support me or my son. We're back on rent 2 months.
Anybody who dresses up in those characters should be out there for purpose of entertainment, not trying to make your rent, not trying to pay your child's tuition, because that's not the venue to do that.
Again, that's Andy Kane, the New York City councilman. He's working on a licensing measure for the characters. City law already forbids street performers from demanding tips, but it does allow them to accept donations. Kane says that's not enough. The city also needs to know who's under those masks. There is some worry, though, about what licensing could do to some of the performers.
Any licensing scheme should prohibit inquiries about someone's immigration status.
Tim Tompkins is the president of the Times Square Alliance. He says a lot of the characters are recent immigrants, and the Alliance doesn't want the regulation to be used as immigration enforcement. But Tompkins says something has to be done, in part because there are more performers out now than ever before.
First, there was just the Naked Cowboy. We never had any issue with that. But what happened was it went from there being like five or six of them to about 80 of them. And then they started fighting with each other.
For all of their recent problems, the characters still get a lot of love.
I think they're amazing.
Lauren Summers is visiting Times Square from London. She took pictures with some of the characters after their press conference. Summers says they deserve their tips.
People come here from all over the world with so much money to spend in New York, so why not? But everyone has a grind. You've got to respect everyone's hustle. Do you know what I mean?
The hustle may have to be respected, but for these Times Square characters, the hustle may have to be regulated as well. Sam Sanders, NPR News, New York.